Dear Wanderer, will you do me a favor? Will you let me take your arm while we travel through this circle? It has been a very, very long time since I've been here, and it is difficult to set foot in these lands again. Thank you. How long has it been? I cannot remember. I was here for what felt like an eternity, and once I escaped, I vowed never to return. When I travel alone, I can pick and choose at my leisure what realms I pass through, and I always avoid this one. But you have sacrificed a great deal to make it this far. I think the least I can do is endure a few hours of discomfort to ensure your safe passage. You are welcome, Wanderer. I'm starting to understand just how lucky your beloved is. If you care this much for me after such a short time, I can only begin to imagine what it is like to spend years by your side. I am sorry, I have embarrassed you again. Though you are so very adorable when you blush. I do not know if I want to talk about it. But you have made it this far. And I suppose this is what having a friend is like. Someone you can share secrets with. All I ask is that you swear to me that you will tell no one this. Thank you. As we are walking down the throat of this vast canyon, look up. On either side of us, see the countless rectangular shapes carved into the surface? Tell me, what do they look like to you? Rows and rows of little copper doors. Once again, your keen eyes prove their worth. Right in the center of all those little doors, the one that is oxidized and is the only green thing in this vast land. That was my little door. This was my circle. For heretics, blasphemers, those who go against the word of the divine hypocrite. So for my crimes, I was locked away. I always hated this circle. It is the realm of punishment for the heretics. Those who had a different point of view, a different way of life. They lived, they loved, they nurtured happiness in their lives. But they were blasphemous in his eyes. And so here they are. They denied his existence. So they are locked away in flaming tombs, unable to escape the burning darkness, their skin bubbling against the metal walls. I can endure the heat. I can endure the loneliness. What got to me the most was the tomb itself. It was a cage. Once again, I was in a cage. Just like being back in that garden and being asked to submit. I swore that I would never be imprisoned like that again. And because I refused to accept his word as law, he cast me into that hole, intending for me to rot away for an eternity. While he began designing my replacement. I can even hear them, slamming their fists against the doors, begging for release. But it will never come for them. How did I escape? The Morning Star heard me. When I was imprisoned, hell was still settling after the Great Rebellion. Duties were being assigned, territory divided amongst the most powerful of demons. And while he was surveying his new kingdom, the Morning Star saw my little copper door, heard my screams, and he released me. He and I are kindred spirits in some sense, and he was furious that I was punished in such a way for my act of defiance. I see that hint of hope in your eye, and while we get along from time to time, it is not a guarantee that he will do as I ask when we confront him at the end of your journey. Since that day, I have not come to this realm. Its very existence disgusts me. But sinners are still sent here. I am just glad that I am no longer one of them. How long was I imprisoned for? I do not know. Time is strange down here. If you are one of the dead, the concept of future becomes null and void. All you have is the endlessness of the present. You can no longer mature. You are locked forever in your current form. Which is why it is impossible for punished sinners to escape without outside assistance. I was fortunate that I am not mortal, as I did not take of the shameful fruit. So I was able to endure and hold to my sanity longer than most. But still, it was agony. Your sympathy is appreciated, Wanderer. It is nice to be comforted without any ulterior motive. Even this far into hell, that kindness has not faded yet. This is the end of the canyon and the start of the cliff. The descent is steep, so take my hand in case you stumble. The winding path is narrow and treacherous, but we must keep moving. There is only a few circles left, and the Morning Star resides at the very bottom. We have come a long way, but there is still more ahead of us. What is it?
I can feel your approach. Find me. Take me home.
Yes, I hear her too. Now that you point it out, our voices are rather alike. But do not get distracted. Steel your resolve. The circle of violence and its valley of horrors lies before us.